Accomplished Canadian novelist Wayne Johnston won the prestigious 2023 Stephen Leacock Memorial Medal for Humor on Saturday night. Known for his nationally best-selling novels The Divine Ryans, A World Elsewhere, The Custodian of Paradise, The Navigator of New York and The Colony of Unrequited Dreams, Johnston was awarded the $25,000 prize for his memoir Jenny's Boy, published by Alfred A. Knopf Canada. The Golds, Newfoundland native, says he has a better appreciation for the award after spending the weekend in the Sunshine City. "This whole town seems to be centered on Stephen Leacock," Johnston said after being announced as the winner at Saturday night's gala at Hawkridge Golf Club. "He's a household name in Canada." Johnston says it's an honor to be recognized with an achievement that recognizes Leacock's writing career and the influence he had on other writers. Johnston says he will never forget this weekend and how Aurelia treated him during his visit. "The Leacock Medal for Humor is like a master's class in how to run a gala festival," he said. "It's really done with such class and affection to the writers, and it shows respect for their time." Writing Jenny's Boy only took Johnston 3 months. Usually, it takes him 3 to 5 years to produce his books. "It was a memoir, so I had it all in my head already," he explained. "I had to find a structure for the book, and making a list of all of the things that had happened to me in my childhood is how I found a way to move things around, take things out that didn't need to be mentioned, and found an arc which not all memoirs have." Johnston, who had been nominated for the coveted award twice before, says Jenny's Boy is one of the favorite books he's ever written because of how personal the stories are to his life. He says his fans can expect his next book, which is almost finished, to be just as personal. Susan Juby was one of two runners-up for her novel Mindful of Murder, published by HarperCollins Publishers Limited. The other runner-up was Zarqa Nawaz for her novel Jamila Green Ruins Everything, published by Simon & Schuster Canada. They both received a $4,000 prize on Saturday night. "It was a thrill to be here," Juby said. "For a Canadian comedy writer, this is a very big deal. The Leacock honors mean a lot in our world." Nawaz, a well-known film and television producer, journalist, and former broadcaster, says Leacock's influence on literary humor is bigger than people realize. "His legacy still carries on," she said. "This is the most prestigious comedy award in Canada. It's a really big deal to be nominated and invited to it." Stephen Leacock Associates President Mike Hill says literary humor is a niche part of Canadian literature. He adds that the Medal for Humor panel of judges see themselves as the arbiters of what is humorous literature. "When you look at the people who have won over the years, a lot of them are our greatest writers," he said. "It showcases those people, but it also makes the public aware of some of the lesser-known writers who are humorous as well." Hill says Johnston is one of the best writers in Canada and truly deserves the honor. His book The Colony of Unrequited Dreams is a must-read for every Canadian, he said. "I've read a lot of his other books too. He has a great and original style." Hill says the humor in Jenny's Boy is very subtle, making it unlike some of the other winners of the medal from years past. "It's less in your face and maybe outright funny," he said. "It's a medal for humor, not a medal for comedy, and you will find that the humor in Wayne Johnston's book is witty in places."